The baying floated over from the east, a long, low chorus that might almost have been lovely if I didn't know that the note's urgent huskiness meant the business at hand was blood. Our dogs, our familiar pals who greet us at the door, sniff under our table for scraps, wrestle and snooze with the kids, are wild things, too, capable of treeing bobcats and tangling with hogs. But when I'd followed the sound to its source and called them off, I saw their quarry was no fanged cat or tusked boar. It was an armadillo. Upended and obviously injured, its hindquarters were caught in a snarl of smilax as its front feet paddled the air feebly. The fact that those feet were tipped with wicked-looking curved yellow claws sent me dashing back to grab a towel so I could safely gather it and get it to a nearby vet's office, a drop-off point for the Clinic for Rehabilitation of Wildlife. With the critter safely swaddled, I picked my way back to the house, carrying it like an infant. As I looked down at its ivory mosaic of a snout, its black pearl of an eye, I realized this was the first time I'd ever, even after decades in armadillo country, seen one of them up close. Over the years, I've read plenty about armadillos, learning along the way that 10,000 years ago, their 6-foot-long, 600-pound ancestors roamed the Sunshine State. The contemporary version is a relative newcomer to Florida that some biologists think migrated down in the 20th century or naturalized from escaped captives. They're not blind, as some old-timers will tell you, but they do have very poor eyesight, relying mostly on sound and scent to find food and flee predators. When alarmed, say by a passing car, they tend to leap into the air, which accounts for the relatively large numbers seen squashed on roadsides. I've learned nine-banded armadillos are the only mammals that are always born quadruplets. They're strong swimmers that can stay submerged long enough to stroll across creek bottoms. What I didn't know until I'd held one is that under their armor is soft pink belly skin covered with bristly blonde fuzz. I didn't know that their jointed plates are as warm as their bodies, and I didn't know they bleed when tooth scraped. I had heard from a zoologist that those shells, while bony, aren't nearly as strong as they look. And now I was learning that firsthand. By the time I got to the porch steps, the creature in my arms wasn't breathing anymore. The dogs followed me into the yard, but didn't stick around to watch me dig the hole for their prey. By then, the morning had gotten hot, the previous night's storm had left a long, shallow puddle, and the business at hand was lolling in muddy water.